This is your 1017 The Truth News Update.
Hello, everyone. This is Rhea Riley with your news update. We Energy's customers can expect some money back on their upcoming electric bills. The company says lower fuel costs this year is about a $25 credit for the average household this fall. Wisconsin's Public Service Commission requires utilities to refund customers whenever fuel prices end up being cheaper than projected. A proposal to discontinue Milwaukee County Transit System service on Christmas Day could save the system over $100,000. That's according to the proposal's author, Sheldon Wasserman, who says cutting a day of service on the Christmas holiday would be a net positive for a system dealing with an ongoing budget deficit.
By saving one day, gasoline and salaries and all the other mechanicals, it really is a win-win for everybody involved.
The proposal cites 2024 data indicating just under 14,000 total rides system-wide on Christmas last year. MCTS says they are reviewing the supervisor's proposal, but want to ensure minimal impact to passengers riding the bus on the holiday. City leaders say Milwaukee's new Office of African American Affairs will make it easier for residents to get resources. The office plans to bring together services that are often separated. Alderman DeAndre Jackson says it's about connecting the dots for families.
I think people and government look at problems as if they're different. They're not different. So having a hub where everything is at, a one-stop shop, so to speak, makes everything easier. All these things can work hand in hand instead of being in separate silos.
The office will work with partners across Milwaukee to help residents find support under one roof. This has been your news update. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris continues on the new 1017 The Truth.
Bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the actual polyunsaturated number. So there you go. I got iPad, iPhone, and watch. Curly Q's like, whatever. RC said, when we look back in time and wonder why there were two tribes, towns, and cities. Like, what are you saying? The cause of people being divided over something in history. Not we, but future generations. This is a horrible idea to cut bus service on Christmas Day. Why is it horrible? Why is it horrible to cut? What are you doing on Christmas Day that you need to walk out, get on the bus, and go somewhere? Everything's closed except Walgreens. I mean, where are you going? And maybe Starbucks. Other than that, where are you going? I don't really understand why people are getting mad about cutting bus service on Christmas. You're not going anywhere. It'll probably snow anyway. As he said, there are people with no cars that need to visit their families. No, you don't need to visit your family on Christmas Day. You want to visit your family on Christmas Day. There's a difference. Curly Q said, because people need to get to places on Christmas Day. Hospitals aren't closed. Who you know, help me out, unless you're sick, who do you know says, hey, excuse me, can you give me an appointment on Christmas Day? Who? Help me out. Help a brother out. Who? So unless you're going to work, and most places are actually not paying you for holiday because that's like overtime, golden time, all that kind of time. So, you know, they like they ain't really feeling that. No, I get it. And I understand completely. There are some uses and some things that you need bus service for. Absolutely. They didn't say they weren't going to have any. They said they're going to cut some. The less fortunate. What do you mean the less fortunate? You're not going to be on a bus if you're less fortunate on. Come on. Like, what? Sincere Runner Real said, man, stop. You have a car so you don't see the need, but there is one. Okay, first of all, Sincere Ronnie Be Real. Let me be very sincere when I say this. That's insulting, and I'm offended. And I am being utterly and totally honest. I didn't always have a car. I didn't always have a house. And you don't know how I grew up. I literally did not drive a car or have a car in my family till I bought one. And I was already not living at home. I rode the bus everywhere I went. Everywhere I went. Until I got into college. And then I had to transfer out of Chicago and bought a car while I was in school at Illinois State, not in Chicago. I was over 22 years old before there was a car in my house. Nope. Come on. You don't know what you're talking about. Less fortunate. What I need you to do is stop looking at people where they are and recognize where they came from. Don't make the assumption of what you see today is what they were like their entire life, because that's not fair. Now, if you're less fortunate, you shouldn't be going nowhere on Christmas and you can't afford to buy nobody. Okay, I'm just kidding. 833-212-1017 is the number. As he said, we are blessed to have cars, but I know there are folks that don't. So why should we pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to run a bus line that very few people are going to use? It just makes no sense. It's a waste of time. That's socialist thinking. That's ridiculous thinking. I get it. But watch this. Here's what I would do. You need to sign up for the bus ahead of time. Yes, I'm going to be using the bus on Christmas Day. I'm going to be going from here to here. And then they can set up the routes for those people, the time of day they're going to be moving. We have everything else that's down. We set up everything else. We have an app for everything else. Have an app for that. Curly, because I have family members who work in the hospital and use transit services. Take Uber that day. I don't know how to help you. Jaden's Angel said, what's more important, the moment or the past? Huh? The moment. And the past. There's your answer. Dimitri, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
All right, Dr. Ken, Dr. Harris, how are you doing today?
I'm good.
All right. Two things. One, I agree with FCTS. You know, my thing is, where do you have to go on Christmas unless it's an emergency? You see what I'm saying?
Well, they are right. You do. Have family, you got to get to work, stuff like that. I get it.
Well, yeah, that's an exception right there. But like, just to be lollygagging and going on, when most people are at home enjoying, you know, just chilling, relaxing, and enjoying the holiday. No, maybe it'll help. So, somewhat with the fare evasion, don't you think?
It'll help with the what?
Because right now, with passengers not paying their fare, literally not paying a fair share. You know, just getting on and just, they're going to have to come to some, because like you, I used to ride the bus any and everywhere I went. I didn't care what nobody said or thought. You know, if I want to, even if it was something where I want to just get out and enjoy myself, I get on that bus and get to where I had to go.
Right.
But, MCTS, they're going to.
Tell me if this makes sense. I follow the adage that if you can't give me one good reason why something should be, then it shouldn't be. If you have to give me multiple reasons why something should be, that means that one of those reasons by themselves is so weak that it wouldn't work. Nobody can give me one reason why. And then somebody, Curly Q, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Where is the compassion? What kind of compassion do you need to get on a bus on Christmas Day? Like, what is wrong with you? Come on. Compassion?
That's what I'm saying. And not, where's the compassion for the bus drivers and the whole system? You know, there's no compassion when people are evading and just getting on and not paying measly $2.25,
Correct.
But you won't hear any outcry about that.
But why not?
For the most part, you know.
Well, you got a car too, so I mean, you know. And heaven forbid a person who doesn't have a car wants to see a movie on Christmas Day. Stay your behind at home. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I'm done.
Well, you can stay home and watch movies. I'll watch all the movies you want.
But they say that could be a tradition.
For some, I know. I mean, it's not a tradition for me, but to each his own.
No, of all the things I'm gonna do on Christmas Day, I'm not going to sit in a theater with other people I don't know and watch them.
Hey, right?
They're just making stuff up now. If you got to come up with this many reasons to have a bus running on Christmas, then you don't need a bus running on Christmas.
No, you really don't.
And somebody said there are people that go out and drink and take the bus to avoid driving. I said, I don't know of a person in the world that would go to a bar and get drunk and then be drunk on a bus and actually know their way home.
Yeah, right. And actually know their way home. New Year's, maybe. St. Patrick's Day.
Right. And all you end up with is a bunch of drunk people at the end of the bus line not knowing where they live. So I don't know.
Right. No. Well, I think if, like I said, MCTS should try it. They should implement it and see how it works out, you know.
We schedule everything else. Do you think we could schedule buses and that if we have enough people that said they were going to ride and they paid their $2 in advance, that we would then schedule a bus to pick them up?
I don't know.
I mean, think about it. We know what route you on. You got a phone, so it's not like we don't know where you at. We could send you an app. You could do it just like Uber. Yeah. And you know when the bus is coming on Sherman and Center, and it's coming. It's going westbound on Center, and it tells you need to be there at 4:42. And then you show up at 4:42, and you get on the bus. Like, I don't see why that would be a problem. I think that would be a much more efficient use on a day like Christmas when not a lot of people are doing it.
I would think so, too. I strongly agree with that. But, you know, people act like they don't have any brains. They don't have any sense, some of them. So.
Wow.
I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Honesty. Okay. All right. Thank you much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, too. You have a nice day.
All right. Yep. Somebody said not everybody celebrates Christmas. I don't care. Not everybody celebrates Labor Day, but you still end up having stuff closed. Not everybody celebrates 4th of July, the way y'all complain about America. I don't know why y'all ain't just moved out anyway, but you're still here. And what does that have to do with the bus? Nothing. Y'all got weak arguments. If you took your argument by itself, it's too weak to stand to have the bus running. And all those different people are in different places in Durham. I'm sorry. I know it sounds mean, but really, we waste money. That's what watch this. You should make people pay for the bus the same way they pay for garbage, the same way they pay for snow removal, same way they pay for their car. I guarantee you they will change how they think about it. Oh, no. You get to pay for it directly. We have everybody in the county pay for the bus transit system. Well, I don't ride it. Don't matter. Still got to pay for it. I bet it'll change then. You all be out in the street applauding. Yay, the bus isn't running that day. No, it's not. And if you got to get somewhere that bad, and if you're that sick, call an ambulance. Okay, I'm just kidding. You all can't take a joke for anything. Y'all so serious. My goodness. 833-212-1017 is the number. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, of Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. When a customer chooses Pella, one of the most important things to them is honoring that trust and commitment. A lot of customers might have apprehensions about inviting someone out to their home, but when you see the experience and the professionalism that they have, you can trust them with bringing your project to life. Their vision is to be the company that people want to do business with, order by the end of the month, and get 0% interest for up to 5 years. Visit PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. Did I even take a break? I've been talking that long. How come you didn't tell me to shut up? Oh, that's right. SE probably told me to shut up.
Number 5.
So here's my issue I have. You ever heard of the Harlem Hellfighters? I know you have. You better have, being from New York. The Harlem Hellfighters is a group of black New York National Guardsmen who served in the 369th Infantry Regiment in World War I, were posthumously awarded, get this, the Congressional Medal of Honor on September 3rd. The particular award is the nation's highest honor bestowed upon civilians by Congress, given to the families of those soldiers several decades after the U.S. Army ignored their military service. According to National Public Radio, the historical correction of the erasure of the all-black infantry group was accompanied by a rare moment in bipartisanship from Republicans and Democrats. You could tell whoever wrote the story was Democrat because he only said that the Republicans were bipartisan, not the Democrats. That's kind of new stuff y'all got to watch. Who have previously faced criticism for their efforts to erase the contributions of black people from the United States history in general and in the military in particular. That is so very true. In his comments, House Speaker Mike Johnson, Republican of Louisiana, noted that throughout history, black Americans have often served, answered the call to serve their country, even though, as history will show, their country did not serve them. We know that generations of African-American soldiers have answered that call to fight for freedom, whether on the battlefield, at home, or abroad, and their nation asked them to fight, and they did again and again, even when being denied the full measure of those freedoms here on American soil. So that is great. That is absolutely great. Deborah Willett, the granddaughter of Harlem Hellfighter Sergeant Leander Willett, accepted the award on behalf of the group, remarking that the honor is one that her grandfather and his compatriots likely never expected or anticipated during the course of their military service. She said, "I know that my grandfather and the other brave men that fought alongside him never thought that their courage and their exploits would be celebrated in such a revered way. They sacrificed and they thought they were making a difference. And today proves that they did." So congratulations to the Harlem Hellfighters, the most well-known group of black World War II soldiers. Speaking of winning.
Number 4.
I love nurses, right? My wife's a nurse. But I'm going to tell you about her. I'm going to tell you about the rest of them. Don't mess with nurses. I'm just saying. From nurse.org, Don Quinnick, Yvonne Joppy, a registered nurse, an RN, has emerged victorious in a legal battle that once threatened to derail her career and her life. Her story, marked by allegations of racial discrimination, unfair treatment, and a justice system that seemed stacked against her, sparked outrage and drew attention to broader questions about equity and accountability. Where? In healthcare. Now a federal judge has sided with Joppy in her civil rights lawsuit against her former employee, HCA Health One LLC, doing business as the Medical Center of Aurora. August 19, 2025, the U.S. District Court for the District of Colorado found unanimously that Joppy's termination was the result of both retaliation for a complaint about racial discrimination and racial discrimination itself. Joppy, who worked at the Medical Center of Aurora in Colorado, first came into public view in November 2020 when she faced, you ready for this? Manslaughter charges following an incident involving end-of-life care for a 94-year-old patient. Those charges were dropped in September 2021, quote-unquote, in the interest of justice after it was determined that she had followed the doctor's verbal orders and that the patient's death was due to natural causes. But despite this, she was terminated from her position and her reputation tarnished. And during her 2 years in the intensive care unit at the Medical Center of Aurora, Joppy had been widely recognized for her clinical excellence, nominated for the Daisy Award 3 times, honored by the American Heart Association with the Excellence Award for saving a patient's life, and praised by patients under her care. The jury awarded Joppy $20 million, $5 million in compensatory damages for emotional distress, pain and suffering, humiliation, and damage to her reputation. But she got $15 million in punitive damages after finding that the hospital system intentionally engaged in discriminatory practices such as discrimination and retaliation. I think it's great for her. I think it's wonderful for her that it took 5 years, the stress she must have been under, and now she won. And we have to be careful. We have to be careful at how people take advantage of who we are and what we are and what we do. And don't let anybody dim your light. Oh, by the way, we got a South Milwaukee update.
Number 3.
From CBS 58. Y'all remember that 15-year-old boy that in South Milwaukee who committed first-degree intentional homicide and the death of the older woman that he was related to? It was his grandmother. He's been charged as an adult at 15 years old with first-degree intentional homicide and the death of his grandmother. That's according to a criminal complaint filed last Friday. Investigators said police were called to a home near the corner of 17th and Oak last Wednesday, August 27th, for a report of a person not breathing. Officers reportedly found the suspect's 68-year-old grandmother on the kitchen floor. She regained a pulse but died the 31st, according to the complaint. Medical examiner's office reported evidence of strangulation, and the complaint said the teen told the police that his grandmother collapsed from a seizure. Well, I guess if you put your arms around your arms or your hands around someone's neck and squeeze, they probably would have a seizure. Anyway, he admitted strangling her for about 5 minutes. Ring doorbell footage showed no one else entering or leaving the home that day. The victim's husband told police she previously reported being choked by her grandson months earlier. In court today, judge said gave the 15-year-old boy bond at $100,000. Now, if you were a family member, would you let him out? Like, would you get your son out after he strangled your mother? I don't know. I'd have to say no. That is unfortunate. That is very sad. Speaking of sad, I don't know if you've heard the story that that Marquette University is also in mourning.
Number two.
Also from CBS 58, the lacrosse community nationwide is mourning the loss of two Marquette University men's lacrosse players who were killed in a crash this past Friday. According to Milwaukee police, 19-year-old Scott Michon and 20-year-old Noah Snyder died after a 41-year-old collided in a car carrying six people. The four other passengers, two of them Marquette students, were sent to the hospital and are expected to survive. They were some of those closest to Michon and Snyder were those who coached them before they became college athletes. And they described them as being great, great young men and fearless in the way that they played. So our hearts go out to Marquette University. Now, something about this story. Who's the person that hit him? Evidently, they haven't been charged yet, but they're, from what I understand, they were going to be charged with OWI. So let me see if this story, whoa, that was weird. Let me see if this story has been updated, because let me scroll through, see if they've updated the story and named the person who actually did the crash, because I heard on news that it happened to be a very particular person who actually did it. And so I don't want to make it more than it is, but interesting. Speaking of interesting,
number one,
it's also from CBS 58. So last week we reported that there was a fight and they found a man dead in an encampment under I-794. That was on Tuesday the 2nd. 48-year-old man has been charged with first-degree reckless homicide in the death of a man at a homeless encampment under I-794. Criminal complaint says Marcus Harrison is accused of killing 62-year-old Randy Harvey near 6th and Clybourne. Police report officers arrived at 9:28 p.m. and found Harvey with blunt force injuries, and he was pronounced dead on the scene. Medical examiner reported Harvey suffered multiple blunt force injuries to his face, head, and neck, and witnesses told detectives that Harrison accused Harvey of owing him money before choking him, punching him, kicking him, stomping on his head and abdomen. Witnesses also said Harvey went through his pockets while he lay motionless. Three witnesses separately identified Harrison, as according to the complaint. Detectives searched the tent tied to Harrison and found personal items and fingerprints linking him to the site. Officers later located him at Sinai Hospital, where they observed cuts and dried blood on his hands and blood spatter on his shoes. I don't care what you try to do. You can never, ever, ever get away from DNA. It will always do you in.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Fonz say, I have a grandson, but if he choked his grandmother, I'd kill him myself. Or if my son choked my mama, he'll die by my hand and gladly do the time. He said, I got six kids, four boys and two girls, two grandkids, but only one mama. But what if somebody tried to choke one of your kids? I'm still choking. I'm just saying. That's just me. I'm still choking. Essie, you need to get over yourself. Okay? Come on, Essie. Come on. Come on. If it was 4th of July, would you say the same thing? You're only saying it because it's Christmas. It's only one day. One day. And yeah, Uber is expensive. I'm just saying. Where's the compassion? You need to quit. And then Carolyn Q said, and heaven forget, I'll get it. Heaven forbid a person who doesn't have a car wants to see a movie on Christmas Day. That could be a tradition. So we gonna run a whole bus. What are we gonna do? Wait at the movies? What you doing? Oh, we just waiting for her to get out the movies. Yeah, Glenn wanted to go to the movies, so we're gonna wait till Glenn get out the movies and take him home. Like what? Like what? Yeah, we just waiting by Marcus Theater. We gotta go up to. Oh, I'm sorry, dude. You live on the south side, but you wanna go to Mequon? To North Shore? Okay. All right, we're just gonna take the bus. Like, what are you talking about? What are we doing? See, I think we can figure out that way. Y'all can use the bus like you use Uber. Yeah, we got a bus coming. Can you reroute that bus? Go to Sherman and Center and pick up Al from Sherman Park and have him. I mean, why not? Why not? That way you get what you pay for. You want to ride all. Think about this. I can ride 5 blocks and pay $2. Or I can ride 5 miles and pay $2. Or I can ride 100 miles. I'm not 100, but. And pay $2 anywhere in the city. That makes no sense to me. But I understand the opposite side of that, too. You have to have the same fare so that you can figure out per passenger how much money you're going to make. I mean, I get it. I understand people need the bus on Christmas, and they'll keep it. But here's what I think they're doing. They're telling you one thing when actually they're going to do something else. Oh, you don't want us to shut down the buses on Christmas? Well, then we're going to have to shut them down over here. It's like the okie doke, right? The bait and switch. Hey, we're going to cut it. Oh, no, we got to take the bus. Wait, what was the one? Where's the compassion, Curly Q? Whatever. Grocery stores. What grocery store you know is open on Christmas? Give me one. And if it's open like maybe 5 or 6 hours, and then it closes. I'm not going to be open on Christmas. What's wrong with you? Hey, what's up, LT? Save me, please. I'm stuck with Curly Q, SE. Luckily, my good friend, RN Kwanda, ain't like beating me up. Can't believe y'all. Fine, say we know. Stop, dude. Stop. I can't read that on the air. You're going to get me in trouble. You're going to get me in trouble. And people be hollering at me. But I know what to say about a certain person that I'm looking at when they bother me. By the way, that's Cole. He not even listening. Yeah, he ain't even. That's the. How do you shake your head? No, you're not listening when I say you're not. Like people say they're not listening, and then you say something about them, maybe like, I am listening. I'm just not watching you, listening to you, or thinking about you because I'm over here doing something else. Actually working. By the way, have to repeat this again, a couple things before we go to break. Black Book Thursday is going to be rescheduled. This Thursday we can't have it because I'm going to be preempted by a Catholic Memorial football game. And so we'll be having it next week. Tomorrow we have Truth Roundtable, God willing. I sent them a text. Nobody texted me back because, you know, that's how they do me. They don't love me. And we'll be doing that tomorrow. And next Thursday, the 11 plus 7, 18th, is we're going to be doing The Whiteness of Wealth. So you can either buy the book or you could do what? Because you can order it and get it in a day or two. Or you can just download it on Audible and listen to it like I do and it's great. The Whiteness of Wealth by Dorothy A. Brown. So we're going to do that. Also, if you get a chance, Trymaine Lee, T-R-Y-M-A-I-N-E, Lee. He has a book on Black Death, Black people being killed. And that's going to be a book that we're going to be doing maybe October or November, because we still want to do cast. So depending on how that goes, we'll flip. But those are going to be the next two books. I'm sorry, the next three books. The Whiteness of Wealth by Dorothy A. Brown. I got to get the title of the book by Trymaine Lee. And Cast by Isabel Wilkerson. Now, what I'll have to do is put that in the auto texter, and I'll let you know tomorrow, when all you'll have to do is I'll tell you the word you need to text, and then it'll tell you the name of the book. Cool? All right. Miss Carolyn, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Hi, Dr. Ken. How you been doing?
Sound like you about to holler at me.
No, I would never do that.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't. I'm past that stage.
Uh-oh. You just give me a stern warning.
But look, I feel like this. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, so it is what it is. But this is what I was going to say about the buses. I used to take the bus too, and I'm from San Diego, California. And back in them days, the bus never ran on Christmas. So what I would do to prepare myself, I would let my mom or my dad know, you know, hey, I'm working such and such a day. Can you pick me up? Or I would carpool with one of the nurses or the doctors that worked at the nursing home. So I knew in advance, okay, bus is not going to be running. Make a plan. Find somebody you can ride with. Offer them a couple bucks or whatever. Because I personally don't want the buses to be running if there's nobody on it, because you're wasting taxpayer money. And then, two, what if you was the bus driver who had to work on Christmas? See, everybody chiming in, but what if it was them that had to work? They wouldn't like that. Yep. So I say, hey, yep, cut the bus route. That's my opinion.
All right. Well, thank you much.
Thank you.
All right.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Notice how she said she was a nurse. That's what I'm talking about. Somebody said Food Town is open. Somebody also said Midtown Pick and Save. Take an Uber. Oh, Fugazi, I know that. It just hasn't been formally reported unless it's at another station. And if you can tell me where they released the name of that person, I would be more than happy to. Let me see. Yeah, they haven't release the name of the person. I want to release the name of the person. We know that it was a female 41-year-old who was arrested for operating while intoxicated, causing homicide. So we know that much, but we don't know the name. I'm waiting on the name. Yeah, I will, instead of texting the books to you tomorrow, I'm going to put the name of it in there, and I'll put it on the keyword, and I'll tell you what the word is, and all you have to do is push the button and you'll get it. Okay. All right. I'll take care of that for you. 833-212-1017 is the number. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, the Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
I tell my dude, I tell him to kick off your shoes and relax your feet.
Did that just skip? 833-212-1017 is the number. I missed the whole, you know, playing albums and stuff and all that. Hey, what's up, Kwanda? Where's she going? So, yes, I will put in by tomorrow, and I'll let you know on my show exactly what the keyword is that you could text and then get the list of all the books that you'll get between now and October and November. Okay? Do I need a Christmas book for Christmas? I don't think so. Although I do have an idea. I do have an idea of what I'm going to do for Christmas. 833-212-1017 is the number. I only got a few minutes left. Let me see what I missed. All right. Agree or disagree? All right. Who's in the top? Who's in the? Is DJ Brother Z still in there? Dang, I heard him all the way through here. Agree or disagree? The one virtue you cannot fake is... What's the one virtue you can't fake? Like, that guy is...
Repeat the question, please.
What's the one virtue, the one great thing about you, or one thing about you that you can't fake? You got 20 seconds.
My sense of humor.
Courage. You can't fake courage. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
All right. You can't fake courage. The one virtue you cannot fake is courage. Agree or disagree?
I feel like you can fake courage. I feel like you can say you want to step up in the moment and not actually act on it. I feel like
then you're not courageous. I'm breaking.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Looks like it's going to be a nice rest of the day. 69 degrees right now. Feels like 69. It's a little sunny still. You know, the sun's going down. It's with us for another hour and a half or so. Low tonight is 48 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. High of 75. Low of 56 with a 15% chance for that thing called rain. It's been great hanging out with you. It's Monday. It's a manic Monday, so, you know, just kind of make it through. Truth Roundtable tomorrow at 4. Be here. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Tory Lowe Show will be on after Truth Unfiltered, so I'll be continuing on for the next 2 hours with Denise Thomas, the effective communication coach. Make sure you hang around, check it out, take care. And for the best in Milwaukee Black Talk, just keep it locked right here, Truth Nation, on 1017 The Truth. Hey, God bless. Take care. Glenn, appreciate
you. Be quiet.
I'm out. DJ Brother Z.